This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio, Lee Wood, the host and producer of the KUAF Vinyl Hour, heard every Sunday evening at 5 on KUAF 3. Welcome back.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
New year?
Yes. Old show.
Okay.
we're going to revisit an earlier show. I think this aired. It was recorded, I know, in February of last year, and I think it aired close to that time. And it's the first show with my co-host and friend, Chef Ken.
Chef Ken.
Chef Ken. So Ken was the chef at Hugo's for years and now is sort of working independently, still cooking, farming, doing all kinds of things. And so I call him Chef Ken.
Okay.
But Ken is the only person to have ever done 4 Vinyl Hours.
It's just like Saturday Night Live. Once you do the 5th one, you get inducted to a club.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's Steve Martin's there. And
right.
You get a blazer. No. So Chef Ken has done, he's done more Vinyl Hours than anyone else. And but we're going to listen to the very first show that he ever did. It's so fascinating. It's 2 degrees of Les Paul.
Oh.
So it's about the influence that Les Paul has had. Basically, Ken is saying, his thesis is, Les Paul has influenced every single bit of music that we hear in our modern lives.
Les Paul, a legendary guitar player.
Yes. And so,
with his wife, Mary Ford, often would record.
Yes. And we actually have a track of the two of them together. And so we talk about the equipment that Les Paul was really, he invented, basically. Mm-hmm. Guitar. He also, I don't know if you know, he invented the harmonica holder that you wear around your neck.
Bob Dylan wouldn't be Bob Dylan without that.
Exactly. Recording. So Les Paul was basically elemental in the multi-track recording that we have everywhere that I'm watching happen mm-hmm. on your computer right now. And also in style. So in the style of guitar playing, which you can hear in lots of the influence, the examples that he brought. So we listened to Les Paul in the show, but then we also listened to Bob Dylan, mm-hmm. Led Zeppelin, which is a great example of the recording style and what you're able to do with a recording studio because of the inventions of Les Paul. And then we also just go international. Justice is on this show, which is a French electronic duo. Mm-hmm. And then there's a band called the 5678s.
I love the name.
It's great. They're a Japanese rock trio, and they Ken plays a song of theirs called Arkansas Twist.
Oh, it's funny you bring this up, because just this weekend, I watched again, for the first time in years, the movie Mona Lisa Smile with Julia Roberts and a whole bunch of people you recognize. At one point, they use How High the Moon, Les Paul and Mary Ford, to establish the time. And I thought when this happened, because there are other movies that use this song, mm-hmm. My Favorite Year. If you want to show an audience that something's happening in the 50s, but a little bit before rock and roll takes on, that's the song
that's
you use.
That's the one song.
You hear it in so many movies. Oh, and it's One More Time when Les Paul and Mary Ford were influential.
Yeah, absolutely. And so once you start to, I remember when we were recording this, and I look forward to listening to it again and tweaking it, because once you start to listen to this and you hear, you know, the information that Ken has, you start to hear it everywhere and everything that you encounter. So,
all right, that'll be Sunday evening at 5 on KUAF 3. Thank you, Lee.
Thanks, Kyle.